Herbie McDade, we're coming towards the end of the Donegal Marathon and Half Marathon. Pretty much everybody in at this stage, and it's been another great event.
It has indeed, Chris. We're delighted with the entry and how the weather has held up for us. And we're delighted this year too, we had more team challenge participants in it, which is great. And another event that we added to the Donegal Marathon event was the kids race, which was again a great success, a 1k run for them, kept the families and the crowd entertained while the main bunch of field was out running.
And there was a real buzz about the place.
There was, I think that's what that created. You had families here with their kids, they got the opportunity to run the 1k while their maybe mums or dads or uncles or whatever ran the half or full marathon.
And the feedback from the competitors is very positive.
It's very positive this year, everybody's saying well organised. You know, loads of water stops, loads of everything, so it is great.
So, onwards and upwards.
Hopefully, yes. Just need to try and increase our numbers and maybe look to get more overseas runners, because that's what really make it an international event then.
Danny McDade, another very successful Donegal Marathon and Half Marathon. A great turnout and great conditions.
Oh, it couldn't be excellent. It couldn't be better. You know, with the forecast during the week, we're talking about the tail end of a hurricane, you know, and I can imagine tents being blown down and something or another, you know, and somebody must have put up their hand and diverted someplace else, you know, so it's excellent. The turnout, we're delighted with it, and everybody seems to enjoy the event, and everybody's so delighted crossing the line. Doesn't matter whether it's first or 2 hours, you know, it's all the same.
And there was a swell in numbers over the last couple of days, and I suppose a lot of people did leave it to the last minute.
Yeah, well, that seems to be the way, you know, that the trend now in the last couple of years. They're entering. Well, we had something like 300, over 300 half marathoners entered online before yesterday, and up to 80 marathon runners. So they've come in yesterday and entered in numbers yesterday. So we had around the 500, you know, so it's great. You know.
And the feedback from the competitors, favourable conditions and a lot of people getting good times and enjoying the event, and once again very well organised.
Well, you know, we do our best, you know, and, you know, it's up to the athletes to see. It's not for us to see that it's well organised, but it's up to the athletes, you know. The feedback is always positive, you know, and anything, any complaints, is we try and do better the following year. So that's what we're about. We're there to look after the athletes. It's a day for the athletes, not for us. It's, you know, we just do what we can to have an enjoyable event.
And great to see people from near and far. There's people from different countries all over the world in all parts of Ireland.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I was down here, you know, where they were collecting their numbers there yesterday, and it's amazing, you know. One guy from South Africa there, you know, and just saw him finish the half marathon there, you know. It's great that we can bring these people to town, and, you know, the different hotels that they're staying in, you know, it's great for the town. And, you know, we want to just have a, you know, show a positive image of Letterkenny and the organisation that we can do. We get pride, of course, out of, you know, tried to put on and organise things well. You know, we listen to complaints, and, you know, of course we don't get everything right, but we just do our best, and that everybody has an enjoyable day.